Our Healing Ministry. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Our Healing Ministry. Our Healing Ministry here in Campo, the Worldwide Healing Ministry, University of Healing, and so forth, is a very wonderful program. It's a very wonderful program, but it's not what a lot of people would like. A lot of people would like to have you lay on of hands. They'd like to have you tell them some secret that they could speak their word and have some miracle take place in their life. They'd like to have you tell them something that's wonderful. And the evidence of that is, of course, the hospitals where people go, the doctors where people go, and the ministers where people go to talk to them, the psychiatrists, psychologists, all of the people, all the places where people go to learn about healing, to find out about putting their own life back in order, and to do the things that are important to change their life for the better, to get rid of the cancer, to get rid of the headaches, to get rid of the heartaches, to get rid of the problems that face them and face us every day of our life. No one is immune to this. And the reason that I say no one is immune to this is that every one of us allow ourselves to get taken in by the attitudes of humanity. We allow ourselves to be taken in by the attitudes of ourselves, by our own emotions, by our own feelings, by our own vibrations. Oh my goodness, the vibrations. And because of this, very little can be done. It's like a cold that has its season. It runs through its 6 or 7 days and then it's done. Unless you have complications which come when you worry about it. And if you don't worry about it, it just takes care of itself in that given time. Well now, I would like to live a life, or I choose to live a life, that doesn't have the 7 day waiting period. I don't want to have the period of time at all where disease has its opportunity to live in my body, in my being, in my mind, in my attitudes. I don't want disease or illness or unhappiness or imperfection or lack or limitation of any kind to have permission to stay in my body for those 7 days. Now, sometimes it's longer. Sometimes we give permission to things to kill us. Sometimes we give permission to things to make us feel very sad and very unworthy all of our life. This happens far more often than we want to give admission to it, but it does. It happens far more often than we want to give it credit. But these things do happen because of one thing. And that one thing is this. We look to the outer for help. We look to the outer for help. We go to the doctor. We go to the dentist. We go to the cosmetologist. We go to the minister. We go to the priest. We go to the rabbi. We go to the people who are supposed to be able to really be helpful to us. And what do they tell us? They tell us to change our life, to change our lifestyle, to change our eating habits, to change our thinking habits, to change our living habits. Now, all of these changes do not do much benefit for us. For in the change, we are continually thinking about the problem. And whether the change be taking place in our physical body or our mental body, it's the same thing. When the change is taking place, we are empowering ourselves to think of a different thought. Once I was sick and now I'm well. And you see, in spiritual healing, in the healing that is taught by the Worldwide Healing Ministry, the University of Healing, the technique that is taught is to live in the now with no past, and to live in your perfect ideal now, right now. To see yourself as a divine being, to see yourself whole and perfect in every manner. But, and boy, there are lots of buts. We do not do that. Even our most proficient practitioners who can work with others so beautifully and so wonderfully, when a little something comes into their life, right away they get all shook up. Right away they feel the principle is not working. What must I do? Help, help, help. And it is done unto us according to our belief. I believe this totally, absolutely. It is done unto us according to our belief. It's a teaching of Jesus, and a very wonderful teaching, but it is done unto us according to our belief. And I love his further words, physician, heal thyself. We are each the physician, and we are each to heal ourselves. How do we heal ourselves? By taking our mind and attention away from the obvious, from the condition that is very definitely there in the physical mental sense, very, very definitely there, and it's a killer. To take our attention from that which is right there in front of us and plaguing us and pushing itself right into our face, and we turn our attention away, and we go to that inward palace, that inward place, that inward wonder, and we say, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I say these things. And as I say these things, and that's now. It's not tomorrow. It's not something that's going to be if I keep this up. It's now, right now. I want to get to know that it's there right now. All exists in the universe right now. Every possible thought, every possible object, every possible condition exists in the universe right now. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new that can ever come. Everything already is. If this is true, and I believe it's true, if this is true, then it means that instead of me concentrating on the empty garage, I concentrate on the beautiful car that I see for the garage. Not necessarily for the garage, but I have a garage for it. But I concentrate on the beautiful car that I enjoy in my world. And I live in that car. I see myself in that car. You say, this is too easy. But that's the principle. That's the principle. I see myself riding in that car. I see myself going for drives in the country. I see myself going back and forth to work or to the grocery store or to the very various places that I'd like to go. I see myself using it, enjoying it, using it. I don't see myself walking because I don't have a car. I don't see myself carrying the groceries in my arms because I don't have a car. I don't see myself taking the bus, streetcar, train, or trolley, or taxi, or what have you, to go to work or to go where I want to go because I don't have a car. That only adds to the concept in my being that I do not have a car. That only adds to the illness in my being that I don't have the car. Now, you say, yeah, that's Pollyanna thinking. That's wishful thinking. That's okay, if that's what you think. It is done unto you according to your belief. What is your belief? Your belief is you don't have it, and you don't have it. Surely, we can see that all too clearly, can't we? Now, disease is the same way. We're not interested in why disease comes. Disease comes from many, many causes, and the main cause is that we are sorry for ourselves. When we like ourselves, there's no room for disease. When we are happy with ourselves and our world, there's no place for unhappiness in our world. When we say, I like me, 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 and we just let that be our issue for ourselves, the only thing that we think about, there's no place in our world for I don't like me. I'm whole and perfect. We don't think of its contrary, or it doesn't have a contrary, really. We don't think of the other aspect that we could think of. I am a little bit whole, I'm a little bit perfect, I'm much whole, I'm much perfect, I'm totally whole, I'm totally perfect. I am whole and perfect, period. There is no much more, little or less. I'm whole and perfect. Absolutely whole and perfect. See, that adjectives and adverbs get in there and mess us up. I am whole and perfect. Can there be anything more whole and perfect than being whole and perfect? We get into the habit of using all these adjectives and adverbs and words that sort of add to what we're talking about. But all they do is reduce what we're talking about. If I ever allow myself to say, I am so much better, I feel so much better, I feel so good, then we do not feel good. There is a greater goodness that we could feel. When we say, I feel good, there is no more, no less. When we say, I feel perfect, then there is no more, no less. I am whole and perfect. There's no lesser whole and perfect or more whole and perfect. There's only whole and perfect. When we can clean up our act and get ourselves so totally into the realization that I am whole and perfect, it is done. I had a dear friend who was dying of cancer, and I went in to see her, and we talked about it, and she decided she wanted to be whole and perfect, and regardless how difficult her case was, she was whole and perfect. A very short time it took her, though, to get back in shape, and she was back in shape. And then, the thing that had bothered her before was her grandson and how unhappy he was. The thing that bothered her before came back into her life again. She hadn't gotten herself to be whole and perfect and untouched. She was still touched. She was still living in the past or living in the otherness. And when her grandson did things again that distressed her, she thought, what's the use? And she once again turned to her old friend, the cancer, and said, eat me up. And the cancer ate her up. And in a short time, she was gone. Now, such silliness. Now, it's not a matter of the cancer. It can be a 100 possible diseases, a million diseases. They're coming up with new diseases every day because they're thinking about them. They're concentrating on them. They're putting their attention on them. And up they come, up they come, up they come. And they're saying that the stem cells, that they cannot go right into our beingness and do a cleanup job, because sometimes they don't match, and sometimes they don't fit, and sometimes when they're physiologically done, there's an imperfection that takes place. All right. Where is the imperfection? It's in the eye of the beholder. It's in the scientist doing the work. It's in the conditions that are all about it. It's in these companies that are supporting these scientists who say, you better do this or else we've got to have some new products and stuff. And you see, all of these things are devastating. Can we train ourselves to be so positive, to be so one-pointed, first person, present, and positive? Can we train ourselves? This is what we do in the University of Healing. We train people, first person, present tense, positive. And that is the most difficult task that they have in their entire life. They have never thought first person about themselves, present tense, now, and positive. Can anything be more magnificent than first person, present tense, positive? Just first person, present tense, positive. First person, present tense, positive. That's all. Oh, my goodness sakes. If that could be our thought, our word, our ideal, our call for ourselves. Living in the now. First person, me. Positive. Oh, gracious. How wonderful that would be. How wonderful that would be. And what a grand world we'd be living in. We would be living in a divine world. The divine world is there. We would be living in a now. The now is there. We would be living in the I, the me, my. What a fantastic possibility that is for me. Now, my beloved friends, if you have any ache or pain, if you have any unhappiness in your life, think first person present tense now. First person present tense positive. Think of that. If you have any desire, it is done unto you according to your belief. If you are living in a condition that distresses you, it's in the now. Let it go. Let it be the past. Nobody can get inside of your mind, even though science is working hard on doing that with their thermistors and testers and so forth, and lie detectors and all these other good things that they're creating. Nobody can get inside of your mind. Because in your mind, in my mind, in the mind of all creation, is perfection. And when you and I dwell in our perfection, there's nothing else that matters. When I dwell in my perfection, I feel bliss. I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. When I dwell in my now, I feel there's nothing else that matters. And there is nothing else that matters. When I live in the now, in the here, in the myself only, that's all that matters. If I look at anything and I see it good and very good, so it is. If I look at anything and call it otherwise, so it is. It's my call. It's my decision of what is to be. I call it good, and so it is. I call it almost good or not good, and so it is. I am the master. I am the one who makes the decision. I am the one who deals the hand to myself and to my world. I am the only one that matters. And I like me. I like me with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my being. And nothing else on the face of the earth makes any difference at all. Do you want perfect health in your world? Think on perfect health. Do you want perfect relationships in your world? Think on perfect relationships. It's done unto you according to your belief. Do you want to have these things ultimately in your life? Forget it. There is only now. And either we think positively, first person, present tense, now, or not at all. Because we can be happy on and off. We can enjoy the applause of the audience, or we can enjoy the boos of the audience, all depending on what sort of performance we put on. And what sort of performance are we putting on right now? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. What sort of performance are you putting on right now? It's up to you. I'm not saying people who have problems are terrible, or people who are sick are terrible, or anything like that. All I'm saying is, this is the solution. This is the solution. First person, present tense, now. This is the solution. It is done unto me according to my belief. Man, be true to thyself, and thou canst be false to no man. I am my own master, and I live from within. From within. Isn't that wonderful? I live from within. What a great idea. I live from within. And I am all that matters. I like me. I am whole and perfect. I am divine. I am wonderful indeed. You are too. I see you that way, I know you that way. And that's why when they came to the Master said, heal me, he said, what wouldst thou of me? I am the Christ. I can only see you whole and perfect as I am. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.